בכבוד.
With your permission. This Shabbat, one of the parashiyot is Parashat Kedoshim. As an opening, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, please collect Nabu al Kol Adam in Israel. It's one of the occasions that Hashem wants everybody to hear it. And the opening statement is Kedoshim to you. It's amazing, a general statement that we know instructions. Usually, we tell people something, he expects to hear how to achieve it, how to go about it. It's a very big statement, be holy, okay, tell me what to do. Should I go to mikveh every hour? What should I do? I should not eat, I should do tahni. There's a lot of things about holiness. And the proper thing would have been if Hashem would have said right away what to do. Instead, the whole comes with all kind of mitzvot that Hashem wants us to keep. Sometimes it's not to do with holiness. Shabbatai tishmor, keep Shabbat, mikdashit yahu, we have fear of Bet HaMikdash. Don't take revenge, don't hate nobody, love everybody. It's not to do with holy. We understand holy means something that has to do with holiness. It's hard to describe what it is. People have different opinions what it means holy. But Hashem should have said, we expect that Hashem should say, what does it mean holy? The parasha, the way Ezra Sefer is divided, parashiyot start with that statement. And finished the parasha with the same statement. Be holy. Be holy, and you're going to be mine. If you're holy, you're going to be mine. The Gemara tells us, for example, you know, in Tehillim, we have some of the chapters starts with the same word that ends. It's like hallelujah. That we say in the morning, Sukkot is hallelujah. Says the Gemara, well, David loved it. Opening statement, the last word, or the last sentence, is like the first one. So, what do you have to like about it? What does it mean you like it? You can say hallelujah as many times as you want, but it says this chapter starts with hallelujah, and with hallelujah to tell you, it means nothing. It doesn't mean it. And of course, one of the statements that we have is Parashat Lech Lecha Kamocha. Love your friend. Says Re'acha. After Re'acha Kamocha. It says love your friend the same way you love yourself. And the Gemara translates it into something like a negative way. Do not do something to your friend if you don't like this thing to happen to you. But actually the Torah says, listen, love your friend the same way you love yourself. This is a very hard thing. It's a very easy thing. Comes Rabbi Akiva and says, well, this is the Klal Gadol Torah. If you want to know, this is a major, major thing. It means from the whole Torah that you have, all the mitzvot, this is so-called the general rule or something. I don't know what it means, general. Klal Gadol Torah. It's a rule, big one in the Torah. It means it's an important thing. You should love everybody. It says, what's important about this? I don't to love him, I don't have to love him. As long as I don't harm him, I don't have to love him. No, it's a special mitzvah. I really say it's crucial, that mitzvah. And he says, if you want the tefillah to go up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the morning, before you start davening, before you get to shul, he says, I accept on myself, after Lecha Kamocha. And he says, if you don't do it, if you don't have it, not if you have to do it, it doesn't matter. But if you're not up to the statement, he did not remind you, tefillah doesn't go up. It's so important. So what has to do with anything? But I have to love my friend in order for my tefillah to go up. This is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands from us. It's one of the mitzvot. Again, no explanation. Again, אבל let's know what to do. Let's say it all what to do. In the center of the book, that's what you got to do out of nowhere. In the morning, before we start Hodu Baruch Shama, you can read the Bite of Rabbi Ishmael. Ishmael Ben Shlosh Tamidot, Torah Neshet Bayim. There are 13 general ideas that the Torah was given to us as a code to learn certain things. Not everything is written. Not everything is written in the Torah with details, but Hashem made some kind of rules that you may learn certain things by just matching and comparing and learning from each other. That's what we say in the morning, Kal v'chomem, Gzera Shava, B'Yinam. One of the things is called Klal u'Prat u'Klal. Certain times, and sometimes the Torah talks about certain things, and the Torah says first like a general rule, and then some details, and then again general rule, and the same subject. What do you need all these things? You don't need general rule. The Gemara explains to us, it means like this, em baklal mashma prat. A general rule means that everything, excuse me, that I have to hear and I have to listen, I have to obey, this is a subject. That subject can be very, very wide, with a lot of details, and could be with very small things. It could be with anything, just imagine what you got to do. So, sometimes, that's what the brighter reads of Bishmael over. Klal, it's a general thing, statement, upart, details. And then another klal, another general thing. What it means is like this. That even though sometimes we read something in the Torah and we don't understand exactly what it is, Hashem will pinpoint certain things, eventually we'll get it. And here comes Ezra Sofer, we divided the parashiyot and decided to start the sixth parasha, Kedoshim to you, be holy, and to end this parasha, be holy as well. In between those two sentences, says the Gemara, including those two, let's read it one, there are 60 mitzvot, this is parasha. Just parasha Kedoshim. 60 mitzvot. I mean 60, including Kedoshim to you, but it means Kedoshim to you is on both sides, but it means you have 59 mitzvot, so-called, put together, in between the two statements, that really the two statements are one statement, be holy. To Chachamim, that's what it means. Hashem wants to be holy? Let me tell you what holy is. Holy means all the 59 mitzvot that are in this parasha. We have fear from your parents, respect elderly, keep Shabbat, fear of the Mikdash. 59 mitzvot. Those are the things that Torah hints that you become holy. Why do I have to become holy? I don't have to become holy. I thought before holy means go to mikveh, do this. No, nothing. That didn't even mention about it. Holy means something else. Holy means those 59 mitzvot. If you want to study it, Hashem said, then if you achieve it, you become holy. Why does Hashem want to become holy? What's holy mean? Now I thought, that holy is something else.
I think it's something. I thought before it's something. Now I know it's something else.
But that's something. But the fearful thing, the scary thing is, as Hashem said at the end of the parasha, that if you're not holy, you're not mine. If you're holy, you are mine. If you're not holy, you're not mine. What does to be being yours? What does Hashem mean? When Tommy Uziel says, Raji says also, it means like this. Holy means that you accept my yoke on you.
Yoke.
How do you say?
Yoke.
Yeah. Accept my yoke on you, and you're going to have so-called fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Tavim Uziel adds that you'll be able to serve me. Sounds like Hashem created us to serve Him. So Hashem wants me to serve Him. For this Hashem created me. It's hard to believe. The opposite, the Ramchal and all the Chachamim say Hashem did not create you to serve Him. Hashem creates you because He wants to pour on you some goodness. And without you, Hashem does not show His goodness. But here, Hashem said, you be mine, and mine means serve me, mine means that you have fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and mine means that you belong to Hashem, and otherwise, you don't belong to Hashem.
You belong to Hashem?
Why? If I don't serve, I don't belong to Hashem? What do you mean you don't belong to Hashem? What does it mean? You don't belong to me if you don't serve me. That's not Hashem. I just don't feel that that's what Hashem wants. Hashem create me to serve Him. If Hashem wants servants, if He wants Hashem, He doesn't need it. He'll make servants. He didn't create me down here to serve Him. Unlikely. But it means like this, the Gemara says. The Gemara says a statement, Eved Melech Melech. It means like this. If you're a slave of the king, so-called you have inside you eventually part of the kingdom. And HaGadol and HaPrat says the Gemara, the Torah describes one of the rivers called Prat, big one. One says it's not big, not so big, but bigger than that. And I said, since this river connects in the back of Eretz Israel, so if you connect yourself to something big, you become big. But when you come, what does it mean exactly? The Gemara says, like someone walks inside a perfume store. He comes outside, he can spend some time in the perfume store, eventually, he is going to smell perfume. So the Gemara tries to glue yourself to some good entities that eventually you become one of the good entities. That's the goal in life. And Kam Chachamim tell us, look, Hashem did not create you really to serve Him or to do this, to do that. Hashem actually wants you to reach a level that you're going to be so-called something like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ani amarti Elokim atem uvnei elyon kulchem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said in Tehillim, that we said in the Mizmor yesterday, Hashem said that you are God. Uvnei elyon kulchem. By being attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not because Hashem wants you to be attached to Him. Because if you be attached to Hashem, you become so-called a miniature Hashem. Who says it? Hashem says it. Hashem calls us my friends, my brothers. We
we relay ourselves to Hashem as servants, as slaves, as children. But when Hashem relays Himself to us, He says, I say every morning, Leman achai v'reai adabana shalom bach. Hashem calls us brothers and friends. Avinu re'enu, ro'enu. In Birkat HaMazon, some people say re'enu, some people say ro'enu. Re'enu. Hashem is my friend.
Is he my friend?
Yeah. Hashem says that He is your friend. What does this mean exactly? That Hashem, the Gemara says, is so humble that He wants us to reach a level so called to be like Him. And it's Hashem created mankind. This was the plan for Himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He did not make mankind, He should walk around this. You have to be like Hashem. But not because Hashem wants you to be like Hashem. Because that's His goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem loves you very much. Let's say, Abat Olam, B'tzaramcha Avta, Hashem, you love us very much. And therefore Hashem created us. And the creation is just one thing. That Hashem wants you to be Hashem. That's Hashem gives the title to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Avdi, Moshe Maslev. I say, what is this? It's an explanation, man. You read it. It means Moshe is a slave of Hashem. It says he devoted himself now. Eved Melech Melech. It means like Moshe is a miniature, and say miniature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A small thing. And actually this happened on Har Sinai. On Har Sinai, Hashem told us, listen, what I want you to be, Mamlechet Kohanim Begoy Kadosh, Goy Kadosh. Kadosh, what's Kadosh? I don't know what it is. But you should know, preparation for Shavuot is to reach that level. You should be like a king, and you have to be holy. What's holy? I don't know what it is. Read this parasha, 59 mitzvot, in between the two general things called kedoshim, let's say become holy. Why Hashem wants you to be holy? You know why? Because holy means those 59 things. And Hashem wants you to be holy. So Torah says, Ki Kadosh. Hashem explained to him, to us, I don't want you to be holy, but I'm holy. You should be holy. He says, what has to do anything? Hashem, you are holy. Okay, so maybe I'll be holy. Maybe I don't. No, you don't understand. Hashem wants you to reach that level that He is. And Gemara says, well, does Hashem expect you to reach such a holy holiness, such a high stage? No, Hashem is a little bit holier than you. But you know, how can you measure holy? What does this mean, holy? Holy means love. Because Hashem loves us so much, Hashem wants us to reach that level. And this is really the explanation of Kedusha. We say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Hashem Tzvakom Ramas Kudor. Says Dari, says Zor. You know what you say, Kedusha? What's the Kavanah you say? You say Kadosh. Hashem doesn't want you to say Kadosh. You think Hashem has any pleasure because you say it's holy? Hashem knows it's holy. Hashem knows. What do you say is holy? For what? Comes the Abishmael Kohen Gadol, it says, when you say Kedusha, holy, holy, then the Kadosh who goes, the so-called bend himself down, if he may say such a thing, and kiss Yaakov's image on his chair. And what does it mean exactly? What does it mean exactly? What it means, Chachamim explained to us, what it means is, this is what I say, when you say Kadosh, 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 you have to have in mind this. Hashem, you holy, you holy, you holy, whatever it means in Kabbalah. And then you have to continue in your head. Hashem, please pour on me some Kedusha of yours. What does it mean? Again, that's what it means. It means those 59 mitzvot that we have. Those 59 mitzvot, so-called, is to become so-called a role model of universe. Hashem, really, He is a role model. And Hashem wants us to reach that level. And Hashem tells me, okay, do this, you're going to be like me. Okay, Kadosh, 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 that says, me, I want to be Kadosh. What do you mean Kadosh? No, Kadosh means love. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. With all the respect, Rabbi Akiva says, the major part of those 59 things that's going to make you holy, so-called, to be like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu is just full of love. It's after the Hakamocha. I said, you want to reach that level? It means the Kadosh Baruch Hu loves you very much. The Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to be like him. I said, you know how you become like him, so like Akiva. Ze klal gadol b'Torah. After Hakamocha. That's the shame demanded from us to love each other. But if we're not going to love each other, we're not going to be holy. We're not going to be holy. We don't, let me say, reach the level that the Kadosh Baruch Hu expected us. And Hashem expects from us that part. You can't hit nobody in your heart. Don't take any revenge. Nothing. Somebody does bad things to you, forget about it. You still have to love him the same thing. You may hate the act that the guy did, but as far as the person is concerned, you ask for somebody a favor, and he say no. I say, okay, next time you'll come ask me, I'll show you also. No, it's not the opposite of love. It's the opposite of holiness. That's called holiness. It's not certain things that you don't know. So the Torah did not tell us how to become holy, because the Torah says this is the details of holiness. And the achievement is that you become a small miniature of God. And the Gemara says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is looking at us and he says, okay, eventually Mashiach will come, Rabbi Aminu Amin. Eventually it's going to be Yoram Mabah. You're going to be under the same umbrella from Yosef HaKadosh Baruch. And that's what Hashem expects for us. Hashem doesn't want us to do certain things. Hashem created us to reach that level. And let our Chaim, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu created mankind, that mankind should be like a king. And actually, the Gemara says the angels, when they saw Olam HaRishon on the floor before even had any Shama of HaKadosh Baruch Hu inside, the angels wanted to say Kedusha to him. They thought it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's so high. Because that was the plan of Hashem. And Hashem had planned that Adam HaRishon should jump and hop upstairs anytime he wants to be next to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But that's the goal that the person has to have in mind in order to fulfill the obligation of creation. It's not a choice that be holy or not holy. If you don't do those things, you lose so-called the right to exist. And that's what Hashem is teaching us. So Hashem is told us, to call everybody. Everybody should come. I want you to tell everybody this. Kedushim to you. What is this? Nothing. If you belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means to serve Hashem. Hashem does not want to serve us. We are like in training. You go to the army. There's an officer. He trains you. Eventually, what's going to be? You're going to be an officer. Eventually, you're going to train another. It's not because you need an army. Because everybody should be an officer. That's the purpose. That's the purpose, the Gemara says, of teaching. Learning on the condition to teach. Why? Gemara says, this when you study Gemara, study anything, you have to have in mind, Yilmod ul-lamed. I'm learning in order to teach. Why have to teach? It's nothing to do with this. I'm not teaching. It is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He taught us. He teaches us. And that's what we say, Shachrit in Arvit, Havat Olam, Hashem, you love us. Torah or mitzvot, you gave us the mitzvot. Hashem teaches us the mitzvot. Hashem gave it to us. He said, why did Hashem teach you? Not because Hashem wants you to keep it. Again, Hashem wants you to serve Him. But you serve Him, you become a Kadosh Baruch. So you have to have the same idea inside you. Okay, I'm learning. Okay, what's my job now? Your job is also to teach. This is a schedule of an army.
As the Gemara says, Moshe taught Aaron, then Moshe taught Aaron's children, Moshe taught the Messiah. Says, what is it? What? Moshe Rabbeinu was a teacher? No. Moshe Rabbeinu was an officer that trains the people. Eventually, those people will be officers. Eventually, everybody will be an officer. Eventually, everybody will be a miniature of HaKadosh Baruch. That's the purpose of life. So somebody doesn't learn, and somebody doesn't behave, it means it's just betrayed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and just doesn't do his job. And that's what Chachamim said, that's what Rabbi Akiva said, HaKadosh Baruch Torah. That's how the Gemara said, you know, Shabbat is coming, it's about Shavuot. What Shavuot? Shavuot we said, Na'aseh V'Nishma. You know what it means? Hashem doesn't care less. He said, Na'aseh V'Nishma, we'll do it. Hashem doesn't care. Na'aseh V'Nishma means that to do anything, so what does it mean? We will serve you. What does it mean? You belong to Hashem. What does it mean? Eventually you can become like a miniature of HaKadosh Baruch. That's the Gemara says, we reach that level. On Shavuot, the first Shavuot, on our Sinai, we reached that level that each of us became like a miniature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what's the purpose, really? The Gemara says the statement. On Shavuot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu start everything over again. It means whatever happened before Shavuot, not nothing. Says the Gemara, Shavuot is called Yom Hadin. Day of Judgment. So why is Hashem has to judge me? Hashem judges Rosh Hashanah already. But now it's a new start. And the Shlosser is afraid of Shavuot more than Rosh Hashanah. Because now, the question is, we are at Omer that we counted. We don't count. We say every day something else in order to elevate ourselves. To become a perfect person. In order to come Shavuot, then Hashem is going so-called to re-judge us. If we came to that state, in order for us to become the servant of Hashem, in order for us to become so-called Hashem's miniature creation. And come to Gemara, I want to explain to you something. You know, the first mitzvah we got in Egypt was Chodesh. What do you know about Rosh Chodesh? It's nothing. Why it's called Rosh Chodesh? Actually, the Mishnah, the Gemara says, I tell you what happened. You know, two people used to come to Bedin, and Bedin used to announce, and he used to say, Rosh Chodesh Mekudash. Kadosh. Kadosh? What's Kadosh? Rosh Chodesh is not Kadosh. The month is not Kadosh. But the statement of Bedin was, you are holy month. Holy month? It's not a regular month, no. The announcement of Bedin was Mekudash. You just said it's Rosh Chodesh. No. Rosh Chodesh Mekudash. Says the Gemara this. Gemara says likewise. Chodesh, every month is a new start. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that we have 12 months in a year. Why 12 months in a year? Because there are certain 12 stars in Shomayim. Each star shines according to a tribe. And Hashem's name changes every month. It's the same four letters, Yud and Hey, Vav and Hey. But every month, the positions of the letters changes. And it's called Chodesh. Chodesh comes from the word Chadash. You may renew yourself every Rosh Chodesh. Zman kapara l'chol todotam. As we say in Musa, it's a new month. What's a new month? It's a kapara. Why is kapara? It's a new star. But you should know. You know it's a new star? Because you have to reach a level of mekudash, holy. Holiness is going to take you back to be a person without all the limitations. So Rosh Chodesh is like a person, says the Gemara. Like a person, Hashem wants you to be holy. And the holiness is only for you to reach a level that you be like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Every Rosh Chodesh, that's the whole idea. And a person is like Rosh Chodesh. And the purpose of Sfirat HaOmer is to reach that level, to come to Shavuot,
with that idea, with that feeling, that that's what I want to be. So if you don't have those 59 mitzvot adapted, you'll never reach it. You never reach it, Hashem said, you're not mine. And the Gemara says it's a very, very strange and very fearful statement. Atem, you belong, you belong to Nebuchadnezzar v'chavarav. Exalt him. Nebuchadnezzar Yimach Shimo Shlomo Zan. Send his Yimach Shimo Nebuchadnezzar. This story at the Midrash. Killed hundreds of millions of Jews. I don't know why. They weren't holy. What do you mean they weren't holy? They didn't keep those 59 things that makes you holy to become a miniature God. And if you don't, you just lost the right to exist. It's not a punishment. You're not here to have fun. You're here to reach that level. Of course, Hashem wants you to have everything. But everything that you have is in order to reach that level. You don't want to become rich. You want to be able to reach a level. The wealth will help you to reach that level. But it's not the goal of life. Yes, I want to be comfortable. Comfortable will help me to reach that level that I should be a servant of Hashem in order to be a smaller Kadosh Baruch. So Gemara says Hashem is so humble and he wants you to be there. You don't want to be there. He lost the visa. Chaim says Hashem charges you on your Shavuot, when Yom HaDin HaGadol, before, after Mashiach will come, it's going to be a judgment again. He says, what is the judgment? What is the judgment? I was in Gan Eden. I want to know if he really wanted to be like me. You have to sit in Gan Eden next to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And next to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you sit in Gan Eden only if you want to be like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a reward or punishment. It's either we fulfill our job or we don't fulfill our job. And that's the whole job of Svarat Omer. Chaim says Svarat Omer, person, when he counts Omer, that's the covenant you should have. You should have that I want to reach the level of Kadosh Baruch Hu, shall come over me.
Amen. Count Omer?
Yeah, we'll count Omer. You called?